Our story today comes from a radio friend of mine, John Engen. The story is called Forgetting My Pain. Went to the doctor today to see if he could help relieve the pain of this migraine that attacked me. I was sitting on the edge of the waiting room and a man walked in who looked as though he hadn't seen a shower in ages. He was shivering and shaking. He didn't check in with the desk nurse, so I encouraged him to do so. He told me that he was just there to get warm and would be leaving before they threw him out. I asked him if he had a place to go. He said no. I asked, when was the last time he ate? Tuesday, he said. Do you have a bed to sleep in tonight, I asked. No, he said. He'd been sleeping under a shed that was heated so he could stay warm. It'll be 14 below tonight in the Twin Cities. I have a bed, a warm home, plenty of food. It amazed me how quickly the pain of a migraine can be set aside when held in contrast with one who's really has nothing. Thank you to Subway for the gentle words, "It's on us," when we went to get him food. Thank you to the generous church who wishes to remain in the shadows of praise but the light of service, who gave him a bed for the next days and more food for both his heart and body. Thank you most of all to Bill for walking into that clinic and sitting down next to me. It was an honor to meet you. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.